ahead of us, which is, as we've heard before, there's going to be a number of patients who will be added to the system, Medicare eligibles, double eligibles, other Medicaid expansion into managed care opportunities. Those require us to be working collaboratively together as one big team and moving forward to partake in these opportunities. At the same time, there's a risk of not responding to the challenges that have been highlighted by Dr. Rubenstein, and those or represent the departure from the fee-for-service, which is a volume-based approach. So as we want to increase the volume, we have to recognize that there is a departure from the volume-based to value-based reimbursement and payments, payments that value the quality at a reduced cost. So there's going to be a balancing act there. There's the issue of, as we've heard, the bundled payments, the quality-based payments. Also for us specifically in the College of Medicine, graduate medical education payments are potentially going to be reduced. The indirect payments called IME, payment is at risk. We need to continue serving the underserved. That mission also brings lower margins. And we depend on our academic missions on that clinical margin to help us, and that's potentially at risk. The private payers are going to follow Medicare and Medicaid, and so we expect that there will be also potential changes there. The GME caps, the graduate medical education caps, are going to affect us. The academic mission is going to depend on growing our NIH portfolio at a time that the NIH funding is going to be limited. And as we've heard, we have this support from the state, the payment on behalf affects the hospital. Those may be also at risk. So we're seeing many risks, and we have to combine advocacy as well as being able to be nimble in our approach to address these issues. And it is likely that the combined weight of all these, the healthcare reform, will be placing downward pressure on the provider reimbursement that we will be receiving. And the clinical revenues will undoubtedly stress the margins that we all aspire for. And as a result, there may be trickle effects on the academic mission, so we have to protect that. You asked also about how we can potentially address these. I think the number one thing is to have the stabilization that we're all looking for, and I agree that Dr. Jerry Bauman's choice is truly a stabilizing factor here. I think everybody agrees on that. That's very important. The alignments of the organization within the organization, it can allow clinical integration readily, even though the financial issues may not have been resolved. I was pleased with the Huron Report's recommendation of taking care of the little details, the funds flow agreements, all these things that may seem trivial, but they are important. In fact, that's what makes people worry about internal issues, and it's good that these will be sorted out. And having an economic alignment, our part in the College of Medicine, MSP, the Medical Service Plan, we've been working actively now to transform it from little fiefdoms into a $250 million business, manage it in a business way that we have clear goals that are aligned with the enterprise mission. And these are short-term issues. On the long-term, we have to address all the things that have been mentioned before, working in an interdisciplinary fashion, moving away from the focus on taking care of the serious and most difficult conditions. I remember as a department head of ophthalmology, our logo was, we take care of the most difficult patients for 150 years. And that's important. That's how we bring the patients. But the future is going to be that even though we depend on the specialists to do the most difficult cases, we take pride in this, that's not economically viable. We have to also depend on primary care providers and, most importantly, collaboration between all the deans, applied health pharmacists, nurses to work together, because we want to take care of the health of the, not just the disease, the health of the society across the continuum. And that's the base of the pyramid that we depend on. Our focus used to be on the expensive, costly part and now it should